Did you ever do the math for a financial matter and not like the result and try it again only to have a worse result the second time around? Well, that's what's happened regarding the math of the state pension plan. Here to discuss the implications of this, all potential changes to the bear hunt and baseball returning to Sussex County, is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Dallas and Minkowski. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Well, like I said in the introduction, sometimes the second time is not the charm. They took a look at the math regarding the state pension plan. The working figure was 30 years before it would be depleted, and the brought about the idea of, well, we got time to contemplate do something that's right. Well, not so fast now. It looks like the fund that recovers most state employees now has 10 years of financial existence left within it, and the retirement fund for judges could be as little as 7 years before that runs out of money. Largest of New Jersey's pension plans, one for teachers, that runs out of money in 13 years. And someone did the math. According to the laws, the state of New Jersey can't go bankrupt. So either the money is found within the state budget to expedite and speed up the payments to the pension plan fund to keep it afloat, or the state government has to turn to the taxpayers, where if that were to happen, however it was to happen, at this point in time, every taxpayer would have to pony up a check for $12,000 in some way, shape, or form. Mm. So what does this do moving forward now?
Well, as you can see, you know, we have some serious numbers that are facing us. And for as difficult as the pension changes were that we did a few years ago, we really didn't go far enough because, as you see, we're in this financial debacle. But, you know, clearly, like you said, we technically, the money will come from somewhere. It's just a matter of where. And unfortunately, I don't have my magic ball to and wave my wand. I wish I could have the answer.
Just in case you want the total math of the matter, the current pension plan covers retirements of roughly 770,000 current and retired public employees in New Jersey. Pension assets now cover only 32.6% of the obligations to workers. That's dropping from 54.2% last year. And the state's unfunded pension liability grew from $37.3 billion last year to this year's $82.7 billion, which, if I'm doing the math right, that's almost three times the yearly budget, isn't it?
I think we have some serious work to do, and as you go into a second administration with the Christie administration, the budget is not getting easier. It's still a challenge.
Does this make it tougher now for the call for a lower pension payment for next year that the governor's office has been making? Is that going to make it tough for that to stay in pat now?
I think certainly they're going to have to revisit what their plans are, because these numbers don't bode well for, you know, if we continue to decrease the payment, you know, we're just continuing to, the hole is dug and it's getting deeper and deeper.
This past week saw the, well, at least at this point in time, the final bear hunt in New Jersey. The plan will be now under review, and there'll be up to other minds and positions to have it continue. Maybe, maybe not. It looks to be that it will be that way. We don't have the official numbers in for the bear count this year. And certainly the weather did not cooperate much in the middle of this past week, although Friday and Saturday saw better weather, so the home stretch might have larger bear numbers. But state officials reveal that they're thinking about changing where bear hunting can take place and when, and rethinking the weapons that can be used for the hunting, for bear hunting. The hunt is, like I said, number change of the plan before the Division of Fish and Wildlife. They'll consider before they reach the council. That includes the timing of the bear hunt, locations where permitted, whether or not the crossbows could be used. It's noted that the agency's most frequent criticism from hunters is that the hunt should take place earlier in warmer weather, when the bears are more active before they move into hibernation. Just brings about the question, why didn't someone think of that first?
Well, I wondered that from the very beginning. And I actually had a conversation in Trenton this past week with someone who lives in Chatham Borough, which is actually east of the line. The square is like 287. So she lives east of 287, where there's no bear hunt allowed. And she said that Chatham Borough has a tremendous bear problem, and she asked, why can't they hunt, you know, in my town? So there are people that, you know, would like to see it expanded, and I have heard that argument, too, about changing the date of the hunt. So, you know, we're tweaking it, and we know by numbers that we still have to decrease the population more than the hunt has, but I think that it's an effective tool, and I've been on record to support it before.
And a lot of it, I think every hunter agrees, too, that the inclusion of crossbow or archery equipment in the hunt is something that would also help a hunt achieve its purpose, and that is to thin out the bear population, which, in spite of everything that's been taking place, has, by most estimates, grown from 2,200 back up to around 2,500. And like Assemblywoman McHose mentioned, they want to target hunting days in specific areas. Mentioned Chatham, West Milford. That's where the Township Council requested an expansion of the hunt after, back in September, a bear killed a Rutgers University student who was hiking in some of the wooded area out there. And, of course, protesters, all 30 of them, I think, this year. No arrests, strangely enough. I knew something was missing, but at least at this point, no arrests that we know of as far as the bear protesters are concerned. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. We're talking with Assemblywoman Alice McHose. On the web, it's alicemchose.com. The State House is njledge.state.nj.us. What seemed to be a good idea at the time comes with consequences, and one of those examples is the recently passed ballot question, which targeted money for environmental and open space preservation. Of course, the people who were advocates of that ballot question celebrated when the vote was passed, I believe, with a 65% to 35% vote. It's a constitutional amendment that would dedicate dollars to the state's nearly empty open space fund. So now it's less money for more needs, so everyone at best might get a smaller piece of the pizza now.
We, you know, we knew that this was problematic when prior to the ballot question going on, and I've talked about this before. This is going to be a very difficult shift for the department, and I hope that it does not impact the consumer, the people that use parks, and the hunters and fishermen that use our lands, and you know, this is serious times. We need to manage our lands. We need to take care of our buildings on the lands that are state owned, and I'm concerned about it.
One of the ideas floating by NJ Keep It Green, that's a coalition of about 200 organizations that really pushed this ballot question back in November. They say 10% for capital improvement of state lands, about 43% for the Green Acres program, 29% dedicated to farmland preservation, then whatever left to go to what's called stewardship grant programs, meaning dish that out as something pops up and someone says, hey, look at this, do you think we could do something? Mm-hmm. At least that's a starting point, which, in, you know, cases like this, that's more than we usually have. And right. Just for you listening, for the mechanics, this change diverts money from the state's corporate business tax that had been dedicated to, among other things, capital improvements at state parks, water quality testing and programs to remediate brownfields and fund the removal of underground storage tanks, programs that benefited the state's more populated corners. So that's why the competition is now in place. And I guess we could say that thanks to the return of minor league baseball at Skylands Park, is it fair to say that we've avoided having Skylands Park become the Northwest New Jersey version of Xanadu?
Yes. I am very happy to have baseball back in the spring. And the new owners have also tried to reinvigorate. Even in the dead of winter, they have a beautiful light show. I think it's a mile-long drive through lights that are similar to the ones down at Disney World. So, you know, they are really trying to attract people to come to the stadium, and I'm happy to see it in use. And I like the name, too, the Sussex County Miners.
And for you with less than pure thoughts, it's M-I-N-E-R-S, to get
exactly.
Your mind out of the gutter. And the Miners will play 55 home games Memorial Day through Labor Day next year. They're part of the Can-Am League, and stadium's also upgraded the concessions, bathrooms, playing field, new pavilion down the first baseline. So it's going to be a back to the top grade facility that it had initially started out to be, and just seemed to have lost its way along the way. So looks like David Chase and that crew over there is getting their stuff together. To share your thoughts on what we talked about here and to bring something to her attention you think is important, you can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And to keep on top of the State House action, njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and enjoy your Sunday.